This is a session on preparing your asana to sit. First, you'll want to set your palette in order to have a comfortable support and build a strong foundation for sitting. Having this level of support underneath you, even if you can sit easily and well on the floor, will provide greater comfort for a prolonged sitting session. Please fold one or two blankets rectangularly, or use a cushion or a bolster to create the base of your sitting pose. Give yourself a bit more elevation than you would normally for, say, a seated asana like forward fold or bound angle. This increased amount of lift will ideally allow you to sit without stress on your ankles, your hips, or your back. This extra elevation will give you more time to sit comfortably as you build the muscle groups and before your body starts to talk back to you. If your hips are tight, or if you have any knee issues, you might want to place blocks under your thighs or knees for additional support. I think the curved blocks work best for sitting support as they fit into the natural contours of your body easily and nicely. But you can also use extra blankets folded for support under your outer thighs or your knees if you don't have blocks. You want to be positioned on your blankets so that the blanket support comes just under the curve of your buttocks and into the top of your thigh area, with your sit bones at a slight angle behind you. This positioning will help you keep and promote and protect the natural curve in your lower back. The elevation provided by your blanket or cushion will give you more freedom for the muscles of your hips to relax. Relaxation in your hip area will take stress off your knees and back. The positioning of your body on the blanket with a slight pelvic tilt angling your hips behind you will take hamstring tension off your sit bones and pelvic girdle, and thus your lower back. Again, bringing the right shape to your lower back and providing more room for you to sit up straight. With the support of the blankets under your hips, you can start building or accessing the muscle groups that support the whole spine, allowing for the natural S curve to exist. The lumbar or lower spine, curving inward. The thoracic or mid-spine is curving slightly outward, and the cervical spine curving inward at the neck. All of this will appear outwardly as simply sitting up straight. Cross your legs at the ankles as far out in front of you as you'd like in Sukhamasana, the easy pose. Or you can bring your crossed ankles in as close to your body as you'd like. If your hips and knees comfortably allow for it, you can come into Siddhasana or the Adept's Pose, bringing the heel of one of your feet in front of your pubic bone and stacking the other heel on top of that. And if you like, you can tuck your toes, your top toes, in between your calf muscles and thighs. Align your shoulders over your hips, centering your torso. Let your arms flow from your upper torso, relaxing your palms onto your lap or onto your thighs or on top of your knees. Find the place that allows your shoulders to feel relaxed and your collarbone to remain level. Let your head float between your shoulders, neither keeping your chin lifted high, which will compress the back of your neck, nor dropping the weight of your head forward. Let the level of your chin come just below the horizon, and this will actually lengthen the back of your neck and release the area at the base of your skull. Next, relax your facial muscles, softening your jawline and relaxing the space between your eyes. Now slowly initiate your Ujjayi breathing. Give yourself a few moments to become acquainted with your breath. Appreciate the sensation of your breath. Tune into the sound of your breath. As your breathing begins to warm up inside your lungs and the muscles of your diaphragm, the muscles supporting your rib cage and your upper chest muscles begin to expand. Let the focus of your breath begin to expand into other parts of your body as well. Breathe along the front plane of your body. Breathe along the sides of your torso. Breathe all across the back of your body. Take a deep inhalation. And as you exhale, lengthen your spine by pressing your sit bones into the floor and extending through your crown. Take another deep breath in. And as you exhale, lengthening your spine, relax your rib cage. Let your shoulders fall away from your ears. And let your shoulder blades lengthen towards your hips and expand across the back of your body as you lift your breastbone. Relax your features as you inhale and deepen your breath. Start to think about building and maintaining a scaffolding, visualizing and sensing your body in 3D, seeing your body as a holographic geometric form. Begin by visualizing your bone structure within your seated posture. Your bones are stacked, comprising your form. In your mind's eye, see the relating sections and intersections of your skeletal structure. Anchor the base of your seat, imagining the triangulation that roots and grounds your posture from your navel to your hips and from your navel out to your knees, creating the base of your pose. Visualize from your navel to the points of your shoulders and your shoulders back to your navel, creating another sensorial triangle at the center of your body. Now imagine from your crown to your shoulders and back to the crown of your head, letting your awareness sweep along both the front and back planes of your body. This is another imaginal geometric shape you can tap into. Visualize layering your muscles over your bones and sense the relationship between the muscles and the bones and the way your body's held together. Take a deep breath. Tilt your skull up and down. Press your chin forward and back. Extend the top of your head to the right and to the left. Glide your chin, keeping your chin in a level plane just below the horizon, towards your left shoulder and your right. Breathe in and feel the intercostal muscles expanding and supporting the rib cage. Feel the ribs connected to the center of your spine, wrapping around your form from the back of your body to the front of your body. And now as you exhale, lift your breastbone and lengthen your spine. As you breathe in, softly shift your ribs from side to side using micro movements. Now shift forward through your rib cage and back. And just feel the way the musculature is supporting the spine. Press down into your sit bones, energizing your legs and pressing into your thighs, feeling the large muscle groups of your legs creating the base of your sitting posture. You want to be balancing overall strength and flexibility in the varying muscle groups which define your seated posture. Drop your right fingertips onto the floor. Reach your left palm upward with the fingertips pointing towards the ceiling. Now slide or walk your right fingertips along the floor out to your side, bringing your left arm up and over your head into an arcing position for an extended side stretch. Walk your bottom hand back to your side and extend your left arm back down, out, and to the side of your body. Take a breath in and out as you center your torso. Drop your left fingertips to the floor. Turn your right palm up, bringing your arm overhead. As you let the left fingertips slide out to the side and extend the opposite arm up, out, and overhead. Keep the bottom arm engaged and the top fingers extending as not to collapse your bottom rib cage. And now bring the bottom hand back in and let your top arm come down by your side. Place your fingertips on the floor in front of you. Anchor your sit bones behind you. Take a deep breath in. And with your exhalation, slowly let your hands glide out in front of you. You can walk forward with your fingertips leading or the palms flat as you extend into this gentle forward bend. Make sure to lengthen through the front of your torso, not rounding or collapsing, but elongating. And take a few breaths. Inhaling, extend through the crown of your head and along the front side of your body. And let your inhalation lift you back up to center. Remember to keep your sit bones anchored and connected to the floor as you lift through the crown of your head. Come all the way up until your shoulders are centered over your hips and your head is centered between your shoulders. Once again, sitting straight, continue with your ujjayi breath. Roll your shoulders back. Drop your fingertips onto the floor or the blanket behind you with your fingers facing forward towards the back of your body. Plant your hands firmly behind you, supporting your body. Take a deep breath in, keeping your chin toward your chest, and arch your body back, slightly lifting through the breastbone. Chin is always staying forward in this movement, not dropping your head back between your shoulders. And take a breath in and bring your head back to center, centering your torso as well. Sitting straight, focusing on your breath, feeling the scaffolding of your skeleton, feeling the support of the muscle groups and the geometric configurations within your seated asana. Now let your breathing become softer. Let your breath become quiet. And begin to allow your ujjayi breath to slowly recede as your natural, innate breath becomes central to your focus. And now simply continue sitting and enjoying the art of sitting as long as you'd like.